An important caveat to sending your guests things to prepare is this: the bigger the influencer, the less they have time to prepare for interviews that they do, because they probably do many interviews, and they you're just grateful that they're giving you some time to it. Now, the biggest influencers have assistants that could probably do a lot of the legwork. The problem is, like, small, big influencers like me. Okay, I don't have a big audience, but to most of my interviewee, or sorry, to most of the hosts that host me, I have a bigger audience than them. So I don't have an assistant that does all the preparation for this stuff. I try to live the solopreneur's life. So I'm the one, I'm my own assistant. So, like, if someone sends me, like, a long questionnaire, I'm like, come on, seriously? Like, I agree to do this. Like, I just, I you should be happy enough that I agreed to do this. Like, please don't make me end to spend another 3 minutes doing this, right? Like when I have, as a host, when I am interviewing someone who's bigger and I don't think they have an assistant, right? Like, especially if I don't have the assistant's email, I do all the legwork for them. Like, I find their photos, I find their bio, I come up with questions, da, 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 and then I send it to them for their approval. I say, hey, Brene Brown. Now she has probably 85 assistants, but hey, Brene Brown, in preparation for our interview, I found this stuff. I found your this is a photo I was thinking of using. This is the bio I was thinking of reading out loud, or how to introduce you. These are the questions I was going to ask you. What do you think? If you have any, if no worries, don't need to respond. If you're busy, if it looks good to you, let's do it. But if you have anything, so, like, that is what I recommend as a host to people that you're interviewing who has a bigger audience than you. Sorry, so the bigger their audience, the more you should use this principle. The smaller the audience, maybe, like, you have 100 followers and they have 200 followers, right? Feel free, make them answer as everything that you want. But if you have, 100 followers and they have 10,000 followers and they said yes, or even 5,000 followers and they said yes, you overreached, but they still said yes because you're friends or whatever. Do all the legwork. Do all the legwork. Now, this is not a critique on anybody here who has interviewed me, who has made me do all the legwork. I love you, and thank you for interviewing me. But yeah, so now you know, and whenever I've interviewed people, I've always been very respectful of their time and try to unless I'm, like, helping them up and I'm interviewing them, or they're very, very similar, then I'll probably send a simplified version of my template to them and just say, hey, you know what? Don't worry. Like, I literally say to my colleagues who have a similar size audience than me, it's like, don't worry if you don't have time to answer any of these. We'll make it great anyway. I probably don't prepare as much as I should, but I try. I and them, if we have a relationship, right? They're colleagues of mine. I already know what questions or what interests my audience. So anyway, follow that principle, and that you will have a great relationship with your bigger guests.